and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like Syria, sort of in the news. We have Sherilyn LeBon with us again. Thank you. I missed her so much. Sherilyn Harley LeBon is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and so much more. But I just want to get to talk to her because I miss her. And I want to hear her thoughts on not only Syria, but so much has happened since we've last spoken. Welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Great to be with you. So much going on, Bruce. I have no idea where we should begin.
Well, I'll leave it to you, but I did hear one thought about Syria, because I was really on the fence, that sort of convinced me of the value of us taking action. And it was put out there by Dennis Prager, and he basically said, if we allow the Russians to kind of monitor all this, what we will leave in power is the Russians, Iran, and Syria, all of whom have nothing but ill will towards not only us, but Israel. And we will have not only done nothing of value, we will have potentially created an ongoing crisis that will accelerate as Iran gets nuclear weapons and that threesome of evil continues to grow and prosper. And I think the biggest point of all is that Obama has now diminished America in the eyes of the world to a degree that I don't think any president has ever done. So
understood. I'd have to say, I agree with Dennis Prager, but there's a couple buts there.
Please.
First of all, obviously, we have talked about quite a bit on your show. The failure of leadership coming from this president is so obviously exemplified in this whole leap to Syria.
This whole what to Syria?
The lead up to how we got to this point with Syria. It's really not understanding the crisis that has been going on now for several months in Syria, number one. Number two, you know, Bruce, a way a president should lead and preside over those two chambers is that you need to have a dialogue with them. And you can't only call them when you need them for something.
I'm laughing because you're so right, obviously.
Right. And let me give you an example. Bill Clinton, as well as George W. Bush, worked very well with Congress. As you have probably heard several times, Clinton and Newt Gingrich talked just about every day. They talked often, and they had a very good working relationship.
And George Bush got congressional approval for his war actions.
He did. He did it. And, you know, I think it was overwhelmingly he had quite a bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, I mean, there were some no's, but there were several, majority agreed. Also, Bush had experience as governor of Texas, which is why some of our best presidents have had that gubernatorial experience. Why? Because they get experience in their state legislatures working with both sides of the aisle. Hence, what we have is a former community organizer, sometime constitutional law lecturer, and someone who couldn't even finish their Senate term. So hence, this is what we've got. And the fact that, you know, Dennis Prick so, you know, articulated this whole business with Putin. Putin has emerged as like the leader on
he
Syria.
He is so played and embarrassed Obama. It's
exactly
pathetic.
And that's a very bad spot for the United States to be in, is that we are being led in this by the former KGB agent, who we've never up to this point. When have we ever trusted Putin?
Exactly.
Why would we trust him now?
Look, there was an equally bad guy at the helm of the Soviet Union when we had the Cuban Missile Crisis in Khrushchev. And JFK, also a Democrat, stood up to him. and was so powerful in the address that he gave the country, I think it's literally 51 years ago today, that I saw on the news the other day. It was really incredible. Obama has no credibility. He starts his presidency by bowing to leaders. He never visits Israel until the beginning of his second term. I was so angry yesterday that I was talking to a friend at the gym, and I said, I really wish he had just joined Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and the Three Stooges could have been formed again, and they could have gone on their rants and their raves, but they wouldn't have destroyed what has made America great, which is the fact that we do lead from the front, not from behind.
Right. Right. That's, you know, this is a very, I mean, this is really a very serious problem in a hot spot of the world. We need to think about our only ally, Israel. We need to think about where exactly those chemical weapons are going, because, you know, Assad has said, sure, we'll turn them over. Well,
oh, I totally trust him, don't you?
Yeah,
I'm sure we're going to get it all.
He's had 2 weeks.
Right.
He's had 2 weeks to send them to North Korea and Iran.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course he doesn't have anything to give us, because they're already shipped him out 2 weeks ago.
It's pathetic. All right. What else do you want to talk about? This is just so aggravating. I don't even want to go on there. I mean, we haven't talked in so long. Is there anything else on your mind in the world of politics?
Well,
I haven't talked to you in a month.
Frank Luntz.
The
Frank
pollster.
Luntz does these focus groups on Fox, and
yes.
I believe it was on Hannity. And there was a woman who made this comment, and she said, you know, I understand the reasons we're going to Syria, the way that women and children have been treated, I mean, as we know, just horrible things. 10-year-olds being beaten, 10-year-old girls being beaten, and all sorts of things. And what this woman said is, however, there are a lot of other places in the world, too, that I wish we could intervene. And she mentioned Sudan. And, you know, Bruce, I had this conversation with another friend of mine because I felt very much on the fence about whether we should go into Syria. And part of that reason is that I strongly feel there are a number of other places in the world where women and young girls are tortured and beaten and all sorts of horrible things. And you know, Bruce, we're not going to those countries. We're not going to the Sudan.
We didn't go to Rwanda when that was going on.
No, we didn't. We are not in North Korea. And we're not in Yemen. And what made me think of this is that just what came across the wires a couple days ago is a little 8-year-old Yemeni girl, and you're probably aware that Yemen is one of the many countries, many of the Islamic countries that practices this
medieval torture called clitorectomies.
Not only that, but they also marry off little girls
to
much older men.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so an 8-year-old girl was married off to a 40-year-old man who insisted on consummating the marriage the first night. And this sweet little girl died from internal injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought, you know, this is happening.
It doesn't even sound possible this could be happening in the world today.
No. But it's happening.
And
it's
what? Where is our black leadership? They're complaining about Trayvon Martin and making a federal case out of something that had nothing to do with race, when other black children of non-American descent are being abused, tortured, raped, killed in the tens and hundreds of thousands. Makes me nuts.
And not just the Middle East, but countries in Africa practicing this.
No, I mean more in Africa than even the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. When you really look at these countries that are practicing this, these girls are being sold away to these very much older men, and they're, you know, essentially their lives are over. They are living in slavery with these men.
Yeah, they're sexual slaves, and they're housekeeper slaves, and they're baby-making machines for the father or the man.
Right. And this is
where are the feminist groups? You know, aside from the black leaders, where are the feminist groups?
That's what I'd like to know. Where is NOW? I'm sure they have an international branch, an international arm. I'd like to know, where are they on these young Yemeni girls?
or any
and
of the
again,
abuses
Bruce,
of women in the Muslim world. They're politically
right.
correct.
Syria, I have not heard any of the feminists talk about women who have been raped and tortured and beaten in Syria. And we've seen the images. You've seen pictures. You've seen images that have we've seen for several months. And I don't see anybody doing anything about it. I haven't heard not one feminist. I have not seen.
Well, they have not said anything.
National Organization of Women.
Yeah, it's so sad, so true.
Because it does not fit into their agenda.
Exactly.
It's not a part of abortion and all of, you know, the agenda.
Right.
The agenda which they raise money on.
Well,
but yet,
Obama,
you have many girls suffering.
Right. Obama's agenda to fundamentally transform America, he's actually succeeding at. He's transformed us.
That. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's succeeding. He has transformed us in a very short number of years from the world power and the one superpower that actually cared about some places, not every place because we can't intervene everywhere, to now we are second to Putin, who, of course, his intentions and morality are so much better than ours.
Right. Well, the other thing is, you know, France took the lead as well. And here you have a... you know, self-proclaimed socialist who beat Sarkozy, because, of course, Sarkozy, he advocated some more austere measures, but, you know, which made sense. But no, Holland said, oh, no, we're going to get you everything for free. You don't have to work for anything. But he even spoke out and took the lead before the United States. I mean, France, the socialist country, is saying, yes, let's intervene in Syria. I mean, come on. This goes totally against the grain of France, but they even took a stand before the United States.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Leading from behind, Bruce. This is leading from behind. And now the only difference is the whole world has witnessed this. The whole world has witnessed France and Putin taking the lead, where we used to.
Hmm. Well, it's sad. Listen, we're out of time, Cheryl, and we obviously need many more segments. So please, though, tell our listeners where they can find you.
Absolutely. Your listeners can find me on Facebook under Sherilyn Harley Laban and on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Laban, L-E-B-O-N. And I'm tweeting out lots about Syria, other world issues, and definitely about these sweet girls around the world.
Thank you, Cherilyn, for all that you do, and I hope you'll be able to join us on a more regular basis. I know your work involves a lot of travel and a lot of good works. So when you're not here, I know you're doing great stuff, but I miss you.
Thank you, Bruce, and I missed you, and now we're back. It's fall. Everybody's back in school. No more beach time and back to a regular schedule.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you next week. Stay
My
tuned
pleasure.
For special guest Drew Izzo coming up.
It can lift you up. It can let you down. Take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.